Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about priming the pump. Priming the pump. I want to talk about today a new concept I feel like God's been showing me about priming the pump. So the start of this, in my book, Cracking Heaven's Code, which is God's system for restoring abundant health, we've got a chapter in there on energy. And we talk about different ways to increase energy. And one of the things that I had learned several years ago is when my kids were little, when they were babies, there were times when they were not sleeping through the night. And I found that if I prayed in the spirit, what do I mean by praying in the spirit? I mean, praying in tongues. By praying in the spirit or praying in tongues while I was up with them, I could wake up and feel like I was fully rested. It's like it was one of the greatest sources of increasing energy that I had ever found. And I found this to be true. If you ever have a night where you're just up for whatever reason or you need an increase in energy, you can start praying in tongues. And in my book, Cracking Heaven's Code, I said something like it primes the pump so that God's spirit, you can just feel it flowing through you all through the day. Well, I began to just, God was bringing this back to mind recently. And I began to think about this idea of priming the pump. And I began to look at it a little bit, you know, what does this really mean? What is priming the pump? Priming the pump, you have this situation where you've got a pump submerged. You're trying to get the water, let's say, out of a well. And I was thinking about in Song of Solomon, chapter four, Solomon, you can picture this as Jesus is telling the bride. Who's the bride? The bride is us. He says, you're like a fountain. You're like a garden or a fountain that is locked up. And it's like you have wells of living water living in you. It's like you're a fountain of living water. You're a well of living water. So you've got this living water, this well of living water that's on the inside of you. But we got to get it out. We got to get it flowing in our life. We often talk about God, seeing God's grace flowing in our lives. And in that water we'll talk about today is everything God has. His spirit and power and presence, his love and peace and joy. His time and finances, his health, his energy, that energy is in there. That's why you can wake up feeling refreshed, even though you didn't sleep for whatever reason. All that's in there, but you have to prime the pump to get it flowing. And what is priming the pump? Priming the pump is removing all of the air out of the pipeline. It's using mechanical pressure. Usually you pump the pump. Think about a squirt bottle and it's not squirting right away. You got to squeeze it a few times. It's putting some mechanical squeeze and some mechanical pressure on something to remove all of the air out of the pipeline so that it's only submerged. It's just only full of liquid. And now once you have that, you can create that vacuum and the water just flows. So to prime the pump is to remove all of the air out of the system. So when you have some pressures of life, and you begin to pray in the Spirit, think about the day of Pentecost. It says the Holy Spirit came in like a rushing wind. Praying in the Spirit removes that air out of the system. Praying in the Spirit removes the air out of the system. When you have those mechanical pressures, you have the pressures of life coming at you. Praying in the Spirit pulls the air out of the system, out of your system, so that those rivers of living water flow. Now, one of the goals is to keep this pump primed all the time, to keep it fully submerged where the liquid's just flowing all the time. And to do that, you got to keep getting the air out of the system. So as you continually practice this every single day, just praying in the Spirit, one of my favorite ways to do this, combining two things. Yesterday, we talked about energy flux. We talked about energy flux, living at a higher level of activity. And in our physical bodies, just increasing your activity levels. And people think, you know, for example, weight loss. We're losing weight because I'm increasing my activity level because I'm burning more calories. And I think that's part of the factor. But I think the bigger factor is that when you increase your activity levels, you're increasing the sensitivity of your cells to communication in the body. It's an interesting study. There's some studies that have been done that they take people that are in energy balance. They're eating the same amount of calories as they're expending. And they have two people, one that's at a lower level, let's say like 2,000 calories. They're burning 2,000, they're eating 2,000, they're maintaining their weight. And then they have a second group of people that are doing the same thing. They're eating and expending the same amount of calories, but they're doing it at a higher level. They're doing it at 2,500 or 3,000 or whatever it may be. And the people that are doing it at 2,500 or 3,000, they still maintain their weight, but their body totally transforms in the process because of all of that extra activity. Still energy balance, but their body totally transforms because of the extra activity at that balance level. And so combining these two things, I think, increased energy flow, increased energy flux, higher levels of activity. So at a practical level, move more, walk, play games, dance, move around, just a higher level of activity, but also spiritually exercising our faith, a higher level of spiritual activity and taking action on all those little things that you know to do to increase our energy flux. You can only do so much high stressful, high level, big activities like back squats and power cleans and deadlifts. You can only do so much of those in a day. But you can walk, you can move, you can find ways to be more active, and those increase that sensitivity. In a similar way, there's probably some bigger things that need to be done spiritually every day. But it's all those little things that you know to do, those things building up in your conscience. And as you become good at taking action consistently and all those little things that God is flowing your way, what does it do? It makes you so much more sensitive to his leading. Makes you so much more sensitive to his leading. And what I began to do is I began to combine these. So walking, going for just being more active, going for more walks, taking action, but praying in the spirit while I do it. Combining the two and keeping the pump primed all the time. And you're going to find that these rivers of living water just flow through you so much more when the pump is primed. You increase your energy flux. You're getting more flowing through the pipeline, and you keep that pump primed all the time. So a little longer intro today. We're going to go through the way we normally do these daily communion meditations. I'm a little longer in the intro today, is we start with about a 2-minute long prayer, and then we take a few minutes to do the other half of prayer to examine ourselves before our time of communion. So we're going to pray that prayer. It's about a 2-minute long prayer, like I said, coming mostly from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez and 1 Chronicles chapter 4, and then I'm going to go through our four fundamentals with this concept in mind. I want to get the concept out, but I want you to think about how can you apply this into your day. And if you've never prayed in the spirit before, we're going to be asking God for that. We did a communion meditation not too long ago, asking God for that. It's an amazing gift that he wants to give you. Do you have to do it? No, he's not going to force it on you. He's a gentleman, but it's a gift that he has for you. And if you believe that God is good and he only gives good gifts, then why would we not want to receive this from him? A lot of people think it's weird. A lot of people think it's whatever. But it is a good gift that God has given us. Let's get started with a prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening, their families, all those connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. Thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. Thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us, and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe, the same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Father, I ask you to bless us and make your face shine upon us. Let us find grace and favor in your eyes. Expand our borders and our territory. Expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace, your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. And we've been putting a new part in our prayer right here. And I actually believe that today's and yesterday's communion meditations have actually come out of this prayer. Is Father, send us opportunities to do good today. Send us opportunities to be a blessing. Send us people that we can help and help us be sensitive to those opportunities. Sensitive to your leading in those areas. And keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes. And to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. We ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. All right. Other half of prayer. Four fundamentals. Let's put these into practice today. And remember, you got to bring some fun, some excitement, some energy into these fundamentals every day. This is the day that the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and I'm going to be glad in it. Taking our position in the light. Every day as time moves forward another day, you got to keep repositioning yourself back into the light. It has to happen every single day. And then we're going to magnify that light to expand the capacity of that pipeline so more of that living water can flow through us. And then we're going to stay tuned in. We're going to stay plugged in. We're going to stay connected. I think this idea, one of our partners one time said she was slowing down. She's getting connected with God. And her husband said, "What are you doing?" She said, "I'm powering up." I think staying tuned in, staying charged up, staying powered up, keeping the pump primed, all go into this third fundamental. You get so much more sensitive to everything God's up to. And then taking action, doing those things that you know to do and doing them together in partnership with God. So the first one, let's get positioned in the light today. Either we're in the light or we're in darkness. It's the on-off switch. There's no in-between. To be positioned in the light is to be positioned in humility. God gives grace to the humble. And just humbling ourselves before him, saying, "You know what? I'm humbling myself to follow your lead today, Lord. I don't know. You know better than I do what I should be doing today. I need your help." Just walking in humility, walking in forgiveness, receiving that forgiveness from God, forgiving ourselves and walking in forgiveness with other people. Just letting go of things that have happened. Walking in love today. Just walking in love, externally focused. How can I be a blessing? How can I do good for people today? And just staying positioned in gratitude and praise. One of the greatest things you can do just to keep your positioning in the light is stay positioned in gratitude and praise. And remember, life is trying to knock you out of this. You got to play some defense to defend your positioning today. To stay positioned in that gratitude and praise, because things are going to come at you today. They try to get you to vent and complain, to, you know, get bitter or resentful, look out for yourself, all these types of things. But when you get that pumped prime, you take your position in the light. This living water is available to flow through. You got this well, you got this fountain, this river, this well of living water that's available to flow through you today. And in that living water is everything. Everything you need for life and godliness, it's all in there. And it all comes as one package. You get it flowing. All of this comes together as one package. Not one piece of it. All of it comes together as one. His spirit and power and presence, God's peace and joy and love, his mind and wisdom, his health and energy are available right now today to transform your body. His time to give you more than enough time. His finances are available to meet all the needs that you have today. All of that is available and so much more just to flow through us today. So first we're going to get positioned in the light. Then we're going to magnify that light to build a bigger pipeline, to expand the capacity where more can flow through us at one time. To magnify is to make bigger or greater. And it's all about what we're focused on. What we're thinking about, what we're talking about, where our focus is throughout the day. And we're all focused on something, so we might as well just start magnifying the light. As we magnify his light, it builds that bigger pipeline where God can flow more through us. It also gets it more fixed and steadfast and established in our hearts, so that we're more consistent when the issues and pressures come at us in life. So how do we magnify that light? We can magnify God's word. Just stay diligently studying his word and rolling it over in your mind and talking about it and thinking about it. To be magnifying and meditating on his unfailing love and his faithfulness, his mighty works, that nothing's impossible for him. We can magnify our righteousness in Christ. We've got right standing with God. We've got peace with God. We've got his blessing and favor on our lives. He wants to help us today. He eagerly desires to help us today. We can magnify all these good things that he put in us, these rivers of living water, if I can get my words out here. And just everything that's lovely and just and true and praiseworthy and of good report. Now, this is not denying that there's issues or problems. We're going to have issues, we're going to have problems. But use them. Use them as a way, those pressures of life that come at you, use them as a way to pull that air out of the system, to keep the pump primed. Just simply not choosing to focus on them. Choosing to magnify God instead and make him bigger than the problems. But he does give us a choice. We could choose not to do any of this. We could just stay stuck in bitterness and resentment and rebellion, trying to do everything our own way, insisting on our own way, looking out for ourselves rather than trying to be a blessing to other people. To stay stuck in complaining and venting and moaning and groaning and all these types of things. You just stay so stuck, focused on the problems and meditating on them rather than focused on God. We could be dwelling on the past rather than letting things go. We could be worrying about the future rather than trusting that God holds our future. We could not do any of this, which is why it's important to recognize the symptoms. When we're positioned in darkness, watch out for a couple of things. A couple of things I think I need to add to my list here. Number one, retaliating at people. Snapping at people. Avoiding people, giving them the silent treatment. Those are all ways to tell that you're not focused on grace, that you're focused on darkness. Everything feels heavy and oppressive, like all the weight and the pressure is on you. Might feel hopeless, like you're trapped or you're stuck. Your energy levels begin to diminish because that grace is not flowing. Then there's the fear and the stress and the worry, the dread of the future. There's confusion about what to do. As you stay positioned in this consistently, you get these bad habits and bad patterns, these vicious cycles that become very hard to break. But we're in the light. Number one, there's rest in your soul. And when you rest, those rivers of living water just start to flow through you. That pump gets primed and those rivers of living water flow through you. And now everything is free and easy and effortless. And now all of a sudden you've got God's energy, his peace, his joy, his love, his mind, his wisdom, all that begins to flow in you. And you got this source of energy that you didn't know you had before. You got this source of peace and joy and love and grace and gentleness and kindness. All of a sudden, the answers that you've been looking for a long time just begin to come into your mind. And you get so much more present when we rest. And all of a sudden, we become externally focused. And we become so much more sensitive to all the ways that we can be a blessing, all the good that we can do in a day. As you stay positioned in this consistently, those bad habits, those bad patterns, those vicious cycles you've been stuck in, just seem to effortlessly break off of you as God begins to set you free. And he does the work. You can rest and he can work. And God gives us this amazing gift of grace. If we ever get off track, because sometimes, like I said, you got to defend that positioning. Sometimes we get off track. Air gets into the system. Something's blocking the system, whatever it is. We get off track. God gives us this amazing gift of grace that it literally only takes 1 second to turn it around and to see it flowing again. How do we do it? You just humble yourself. Father, forgive me. Forgive me for focusing on that, for thinking about it, for magnifying it, whatever it was, for snapping at people, for withdrawing my presence and avoiding them or giving them the silent treatment. Forgive me. You receive that forgiveness, you forgive yourself, and if you need to reconcile with anybody else, you do so. And then you start praising and thanking God. He's with you. He's for you. He loves you. And what he put in you is more than enough. to handle everything that comes your way today. You do that, it just starts to flow all of a sudden. 1 second, you can turn it all around. Doesn't mean all your problems are fixed in 1 second, but it can create a turning point right then and there where things just continue to get better from that point on. Then we got to stay tuned in each day. Getting those living waters flowing through us. God's mind and wisdom, his direction. He's trying to lead us and guide us and train us every day. We got to stay tuned in for his leading. So a simple exercise I like to do before bed. Start by getting positioned in the light. Start with gratitude and praise. What went well today? And then I just ask these questions. God, what are you trying to show me today? What did I learn today? Is there anything I missed? If so, would you please repeat it? What's the most important thing you wanted me to get out of today? And then you just get still and you listen. You get still and you listen, and whatever begins to come into your mind, you just write it down. Whether you think it was God or not, just write it down. And just start to do this day by day. And then as you go through your day, stay tuned in. Keep that pump primed. Function at that higher activity level in the spirit. Keep the pump primed. If you're ever unsure on something, what to do, which direction to go, just ask him. I like to ask in my journal. And then I like to plan my day with God. What do I know to do today? Maybe there's some bigger things that you know to do, but what are all those little things that you could just knock them all off the list? Because all of those things are blocking your clarity on the inside when they're stacking up on the inside of you. What do you know to do today? And just plan your day with God. Your to-do list, things in your conscience, things you've been procrastinating on, things you have a leading or excitement to do. And as you do this, it's going to make you so much more sensitive to all that God's up to. And you're going to take action. We're going to wake up and say, you know what? This is the day that the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and I'm going to be glad in it. We're going to do it together with God, with a good attitude, with a willing heart, with full confidence in him. Confidence is that place where all the doubt is removed. All those doubts and unbelief that were hindering you, that were trying to pull you in other directions, is all removed. And we're just going to go straight ahead. We're going to get into that flow with God today. And as you do this, as this grace begins to flow through you, in the world of science, when electrical current flows through a wire, it turns it into a magnet. As you get this flowing in your life, it does something like magnetize you. It just begins to pull more and more of everything God has into your life. Jesus says, seek first the kingdom of heaven. You focus on him. You get this grace flowing through you. Does something like turns you into a magnet. All these things are added to you. Let's take a look at priming the pump. You got these wells of living water. But to get that living water up out of you, we got to prime that pump. We got to get all the air out of the system. And praying in the spirit, I think, is the most effective way I've learned to do this. And to get it where it's only the water is left. And that water just begins to flow. Those rivers, that fountain of living water on the inside of you, just begins to flow through you beautifully. Praying in the spirit, especially when there's pressure on you. When you feel pressure on you in your life, begin to pray in the spirit to prime that pump and get this living water flowing through you so that it handles the issues. It handles the problems. You're going to feel that love and that peace and that joy and that energy and that health just begin to flow through you as you do this as well. It's something you truly have to experience, I believe. We could talk about this a lot, but until you truly experience this, it's going to be hard to comprehend it. And then once you find this, don't forget it. So we're going to take communion over this. Father, we just thank you for this fountain, this well, these rivers of living water that you put on the inside of us. We're asking for your help today, Lord, to keep the pumps primed so this just stays flowing through us consistently. Is there anybody out there, Lord, that hasn't ever prayed in the Spirit before? And they would like to, Lord, I'm asking that you would fill them with that today. This amazing gift, this good gift that you've made available to us. Father, we thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, He took the bread and he said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And then he said, "Take it. Receive it." That he makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight. And God wants to help today. And he put these rivers, this fountain, this well of living water on the inside of you. And he wants to help you to get it out of you, out into the world. Jesus says, "Whoever would believe in me, out of his innermost being would flow rivers of living water." It says he was talking about the Spirit. Praying in the Spirit to pull that out of you. Father, we just thank you for this bread and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. And I believe as you experience this, it's all part of this new covenant that God's given us. You experience this in your life, it's going to help you to know him better. To know his heart and his kindness and his goodness and everything that he put within us. Father, we just thank you for this cup. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have a juice, you can take a juice. So now it's about walking it out today. Let's stay positioned in the light. Keep magnifying that light and pay attention to those symptoms. If you ever get off track, you turn it around quickly. Let's stay tuned in today. Let's stay charged up. Let's stay powered up. Let's keep those pumps primed today. Let's take action. Do those things that you know to do, and let's do them together in partnership with God. Full confidence in him. All those doubts and unbelief, it's removed, and just full confidence in him. Keep doing these things day by day. He's going to lead you to this beautiful, spacious place that's free from all restriction. But I do hope this has been helpful for you. I believe you put this into practice, it's going to be a life-changing thing. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.